Okay, Ion, can you name some names that I might know that took advantage of these law firms and went to other worlds and faked, you know, had other bodies substitute for the transition?
All right, Lon Chaney.
Wasn't he a vampire?
Yes.
Can vampires do parallel worlding?
Yes, they most certainly can.
So Lon Chaney set up...
Don't get lost, let's keep going. Okay, Walter Cronkite.
Wow. And he was on the McLuhan board with Mary McLuhan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep going. Roy Orbison, Kitty Wells, Louis Armstrong, Eartha Kitt, Sidney Poitier, Gregory Peck,
mm-hmm.
Ava Gabor.
These are people who had others die for them. Do the law firms find people to substitute for you?
There's a great list, yeah, and work it out one way or the other.
Right.
But see, you got folks constantly popping in, popping out, in and out. Some of them don't have to die. Some of them have a great change and go into obscurity. And when they go into obscurity, someone else can just take their place. Of course, one of the bigger ones was Howard Hughes, but he did this years ago and had someone pop in his place.
He disappeared maybe before the Kennedy assassination?
Oh, yeah.
So the old guy, the paranoid guy that was hiding all the time, that was the double.
Right.
So a lot of these people, they become successful in what they do, and then they want so much more, and then they, like us, find out about other worlds.
Okay, now let's keep going. John Lennon.
John Lennon staged his murder? Does Yoko Ono know this?
Who?
Yoko Ono.
She's barely in this world. What do you mean? She didn't come from this world.
So she knows?
Yes.
She taught him how to do it?
Made it where it was in his best interest to do it.
She made him do it because she did something that would upset him?
Yes, he was trying to get the hell away from her.
What was her problem, her irritation for him?
Control freak.
She just brought that with her from another world.
Right.
So did he stage his death to get away from her?
Yes.
Does he listen to our show?
Yes.
And he goes to other worlds?
Yes. He brought the white album from another world.
The music, he brought the parts he contributed?
Yep, that's why they called it the invasion, didn't they, Bob?
The British invasion?
Yes.
Wait, is John Lennon a parallel world of that early in his life?
Yes.
Were any of the other Beatles that?
No. All right, let's keep going. Ethel Merman. Shirley Booth.
What about any sports figures?
They're a little bit more obscure, okay, because this is going to go back into the old, 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 old. The old baseball. One that you'd probably know is Hank Aaron.
He staged his death.
Well, and very recently. It wasn't so long ago.
So these people do this so that they can go to other worlds and come back and move freely about in this world and other worlds, like Michael Jackson's doing.
Yes, because you have the slippage. Remember the slippage. If you have an issue, good or bad, in another world, you know how it works out in the fallout. So then you can very easily come to a world and go from zero to hero instantly. And you're going, holy crap, how do they get all the breaks? Well, that's how they get all the breaks.
Okay, wait a minute. What is slippage?
Worlds are similar, but not. So you could be famous in a world, come to this world, and knowing what you know from that world, capitalize on the slippage of what new tone or new song or new Where's the Beef commercial.
Right, why do you call it slippage?
Because it's a slipping between the two worlds, and they're a little bit different, but not completely different. So you take advantage of the anomalies.
I remember I answered saying slippage is increasing, sinkholes, slippage, and more and more people will unconsciously, you know, not be prepared and they'll slip in other worlds. You don't mean that meaning of slippage?
As well, yes. And when they get to those other worlds, they'll have to figure out, number one, they're in a different world, and number two, figure out how to capitalize. capitalize on it. And then they go up to New York City, and there are the Twin Towers, just like Olivia. And then she's like, WTF? How are there Twin Towers? They fell down and go boom. Or as Claudia says on the warehouse, boom goes the dynamite. It's like, wait a minute, this is a little odd. And then they have to adjust. Well, that adjustment is what we call as also, like we were referring to earlier, as a degree of slippage. So if they're in and out that are different, that would be a reference to slippage.
Slippage is just being in another world.
Okay.
Slightly.
And noticing in the anomalies of differentials between one world and another, that would be known as slippage.
Noticing the differentials.
Right. Like you go to England and there's a Stonehenge where all the stones are there and set up in their complete order. Now, people have talked about that. They've shown diagrams and pictures of what that Stonehenge looks like, completing the rows and the inner rows and the outer rows and all this stuff. But everybody goes, well, how'd they figure that out? Because in another world, they were complete.
Right.
So they can say, this is what it will look like completely. And they can give one conspiracy theory after another and another and another, and that's all fine, well, and fun. But at the same time, people go, oh, okay, and they tell them that enough to the point that they go, oh, yeah, okay, got it. So it is. Crop circles. Oh, Lindbergh. You know Lindbergh. Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah. I'm taking the position that you're born in this world, and then you get a certain level of success or something, then you become a parallel worlder. But many, like John Lennon, could be someone who did a lot in another world and came here and did well in this world because he rehearsed it over there. I should not think that they all start here. Many of these famous people came from other worlds.
How do you think Woodstock was such a hit?
What is significant about Woodstock?
That music wasn't very popular until then.
So what's your point?
That the music that was presented at Woodstock, most of it was from other worlds.
Like Hendrix.
Yeah.
You mean they were guys who came over and started creating the music in the clubs and it was produced here, then the Woodstock made it popular?
How in the world could they possibly know that music, that they wouldn't have been stoned right there in the middle of that field? How would they know to get up on stage and do that music that they did and everybody just really think it was cool? Cool, man. It wasn't that good.
No, most of the guys were well known in small worlds. The Monterey Pop Festival 67 was the one that where these people broke out 2 years before. And then they were popular in 68 and 69. They got bigger after Woodstock, but they already were known, and the people went there. It's only 500,000 people. They all knew the band, so I'm not sure what your point is here.
Was there no new music played at Woodstock?
No, there was no new music.
New music, Bob. Yes, there was new music played at Woodstock consistently. They were trying out new stuff wide open all day, every day.
Are you saying every band there was a parallel worlder?
No, but every band there was able to introduce new types and new songs that had not been played before. This was not a jukebox YouTube experience.
Okay, they played YouTube songs that most people maybe didn't know.
Well, of course they did.
And what's your point? You're saying that the band members had to come from other worlds to play new music.
No, the music came from other worlds, Bob.
How did it get picked up, found?
Who wrote the music?
All the different band members.
Really? All of them?
All right, so who did?
Well, Joplin.
Was she a parallel worlder?
Yes.
Okay, Woodstock was rehearsed in other worlds.
Yes. And some of those new genres were introduced and played and embraced and became then the anomaly. The whole thing was an anomaly.
There was big clubs in San Francisco that Janis Joplin played in. Were these clubs just like the Giza Pyramids, manifestations of the world? Like when I walk down the street, half the houses I might see on a street are from other worlds. In other worlds, leaking through, invisible in this world. Is this the subtle weirdness?
Now, we like that.
Okay, had to end it there.
Another one of those oopses in there. Oops.
Whole world toppled, fell off the shelf.
Oops, extra houses.
And we're going to have to redo the 60s to 90s over again with full awareness this time of what was going on.